You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, A Lone Wolf No Longer. This week, I'm coming to you just after my TED Talk. I had the most amazing experience. I just felt like something in me cracked open. So today I'm going to try to put to words this shift that I've been going through. You see, for most of my life, I have been a lone wolf. People who've known me in the last couple of decades might know that aspect of me. And for many years, I thought that was just who I was. Fiercely independent, fast, nimble, self-sufficient, get shit done. But it turns out that wasn't really my personality. It was actually a protective mechanism. By now, some of you might be familiar with my backstory. My parents divorced when I was a teenager. First, my dad left the house, so I lived with my mom for a while, but that really didn't work out, so I went to live with my sister, meaning I stopped living with my parents at age 15. I also started working and paid my own tuition since my senior year in high school. That means I learned early, maybe too early, that I couldn't really count on anyone. I had to count on myself. And that meant that somehow, subconsciously, I think I saw the world as a cold and somewhat uncooperative place where I needed to carve my own way through. For a long while, I made it work. I made sure that it would work because flunking wasn't an option. I didn't have a safety net, or so I felt. I somehow managed to build a career and even achieved things that I never dreamt of. People said that I was strong, but I used to cry myself to sleep alone under the covers. And I didn't feel strong. I felt like a softie, hungry for understanding. Why? As I look back, probably because I felt so separate. I didn't have a sense of us that I could count on as security. I felt like it was just me. As you can imagine, this kind of perspective on life can be very painful and weighty. I, at the time, didn't feel like I had much of a choice given my circumstances. So, yeah, I spent many years feeling victimized and just trying to struggle my way out of it. But because I felt so much pain, I needed to heal. And that's also how I found yoga and meditation and have kept up my journaling practice. The healing has been steady and incremental. And throughout the years, the Kizukis that I collect, right? Those moments of self-awareness where I see the same reality, but in a new light. I see things and understand things in ways that I couldn't before. They started to undo the hardened ideas of who I thought I was or the way that I saw life. And it's been an ongoing journey, as it is for all of us. But as I've been sharing with you here on my podcast, something was also culminating. And this past summer, especially, there's been a huge release of a lot of this, the underlying stuff that kept me on my toes. This way of being that I was actually carrying on my shoulders. I think it worked like an armor where I thought that it was protecting me and keeping me strong to be this high-achieving, go-getter, lone wolf. But actually, no, it was also weighing me down. And as I learned to release that, to open myself and to lower the drawbridge, let people in, not just to my good days, but also to my bad days, and also to my hardship, and also to the weightiness, to share that with people. I met and now work with people who get me and who are happy to join forces with me in that way. And it's an ongoing process, but it's really been fundamentally changing the way that I live, breathe, and see the world. So in preparing for this TED Talk, I approached it very differently this time. Instead of treating it like it was my TED Talk and my opportunity and my time to shine or whatever, I decided to include and involve everyone along the way. First of all, I didn't feel like I could even handle the idea, this is my TED Talk, because I would just make myself so super anxious. Like, I would just make myself so nervous. I wouldn't be able to handle it. So I needed to feel like this is for the team. Like, I'm talking about Kizuki to a global audience because I think it's a universal concept that can help people and that matters because everyone has a Kizuki story or many. And I just think it touches upon the core of humanity for us to speak up about it. So in walking into the process of preparing for this TED Talk, I told all my friends, I shared about it on Instagram and to my community here in Japan. I invited people to ask me questions about it, and I spoke about my fears and my nervousness. I contacted my old university professor to see if I could get a big room, a big space at my old alma mater for a practice opportunity. I let people witness me in my messiness. And each time someone said, sure, May, I'll listen to your practice. Or sure, May, I'll, you know, step out of my regular routine to see what I can do to help you. And like my university professor who helped me to get a big space for my practice. All of these people became the wind beneath my wings. And so when I finally stood on that stage, I had all of them behind me. I felt held. And when I looked out into the audience, whose faces I couldn't see because the lights were so freaking bright, instead of seeing them like a me against them, kind of, I need to perform for them or I can't make mistakes because they might judge me, I wanted to see them like my friends and like I had a gift to give them. So I not only felt held by the people behind me, but also in front of me. My team inside me and my community that are already like in my heart. The people who've walked with me already for years. So in that moment, I felt like I became the node in a web woven between past and future, inside and outside, Japan and America, self and collective humanity. And all of that just cracked me wide open. As soon as it ended, I couldn't hold back the tears because I just felt like finally I did it. Finally I did the thing that I'm here to do. And I quickly recorded videos of myself because I wanted to thank the people back home who I knew were rooting for me. And, you know, between the sessions and after the event was over, many people in the audience came up to me saying that they felt my soul or that I had a presence about me that they could feel, or that something in the talk resonated deeply with them. And it was just this vivid confirmation of how Kizuki speaks to everyone. Everyone has awareness. We're all made of awareness. And everyone has these moments of clarity, of honest seeing that isn't bound by culture or language or the way that we're taught by the world. It's just in us innately. And I think it's rekindled and reconfirmed my faith in humanity. And I am a lone wolf no longer. Because strength isn't about standing apart and pulling through on your own. God, I want to hug myself for all those years where I thought I was so alone. Because strength can be about standing open. So I lay my story to you. I give it to you. Because if you've been walking your path and feeling alone, maybe it's time to let someone in. There's always someone who's going to get you, who's going to listen to you. You know, maybe not always in the way that you hope, or when you hope, or by whom you hope. But if and when you open yourself, you will find that what you thought made you strong might actually be the thing that kept you separate. And when you take the initiative to open that door, maybe you'll see that you were never meant to walk alone. Because none of us were ever meant to walk alone.
Thank you for listening. I have a special announcement. My very first online Kizuki journaling session in English is happening on the evening of November 11th, 2025, for those of you in North America or that side of the world, and November 12th, 11 a.m. Japan Standard Time. It's a short 45-minute program, and everyone is welcome. Registration is open now. It's at maey.live under sessions. Unlimited replay is available for everyone who signs up. But if the time works for you, I would so love to see you on Zoom.